There you go, my friend.
All right. That's pretty loud. That's pretty loud. Am I on? Okay, good. Blow your eardrums out. So, I'm probably not going to be looking at my mom through this because she's probably going to cry. And that'll mess my whole thing up, so I'm not going to do that. But hello and good morning, and God's laid this on my heart to tell you a testimony today about a healing that he did a couple years ago at Saturate when I went with the youth group for the first time. I was healed from a disorder, and first of all, I want to say this is all about God, and this doesn't have anything to do with me. So if it sounds like I'm bragging about myself, just remember that this is all about God. The verses I'll be using today are in the English Standard Version. And I'm going to start out in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. It seems like I am normal every week. I think I'm normal. But people who... I'm normal, okay. But people who see me with a disorder, some people wouldn't think I'd be normal. I was born with Asperger's syndrome and ADHD. I was 10 weeks premature. I weighed 3 pounds, 10 ounces, and was 17 inches long, and I was in the hospital for 1 month. When I came home, I had to wear a monitor because my lungs weren't fully developed yet, and I forgot to breathe. My mom told me that she would wake... My mom told me she would have to wake up... Hold on a second. If she woke up 20 times during the night, she would quit counting from the alarm going off. And she would tap my foot, and then I'd start breathing again. Fast forward to age 7, when I was in first grade, that was when I was first diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, which is a form of high-functioning autism and ADHD. School was hard. They told my mom that I would never learn addition or subtraction. They told my mom I'd never learn more than addition or subtraction. But then that one teacher I had asked my mom what I enjoyed most. And it's still something I enjoy today, and that is music. And the teacher, she had a multiplication tape and she gave it to my mom. And I can still remember taking tests, and I'd sing the song in my head to try and get the answer. So who here wants to hear me sing it? Well, I can't remember it anyway, so. Sorry. My goals early on were to be a pastor and a sports announcer. My mom has always believed in me and told me I could be whatever I wanted to be when I grew up. Even though when I was told in high school, I was limited. But this limited guy right here not only overcame the problems, I graduated at UN City High School in the class of 2012 with honors. All thanks to God. For my two goals, number one being a sports announcer, which I'd rather be on the radio so no one could see me, but That has been accomplished as this year I'll be entering my 7th year in the Union City, in the booth for Union City football games, announcing the varsity, helping announce the varsity games. And I've also done, thank you. And I've also done JV games by myself as well. And Pastor, well, I guess you can say I'm working on it because I'm up here today talking to you. So Pastor Phil, you better watch out. You can put up the pictures now. There's me with my little toy guitar. I don't know how many of you remember, but when we came here about 10 years ago, I had this toy guitar. And I'd stand in the middle of that aisle. We were facing that way. And I'd stand in the middle of the aisle, and I would, Pastor Scott Carlson would have his guitar when he was pastor here at the time and worship leader. And he would, when he was playing his guitar, I would imitate him and do exactly what he did, praising the Lord with that guitar. There's another one. I have, like I said, I've always loved music, and ever since I was younger, I've wanted to learn to play drums. So a little over a year ago, I started taking drum lessons in Corey. And with the goal to be on the worship team. And hopefully, eventually, that'll be pretty soon. Praising the Lord and just drumming away. My mom and dad actually have to hear me practice downstairs, so it's pretty loud. All of this I have done, even though I'm limited, but the credit goes to God. I told you a couple years ago about the saturate healing. Now I'll tell you the full story. So it's my first year going to youth group, or going to saturate. I go with the youth group for the first time. I have no idea what to expect or anything. And we are praising the Lord. I believe the speaker there that day just got done with his message, and the worship team comes up, and then the guy on stage, he just starts praying. And he starts naming off the healings that were happening. And we're all praising the Lord, thanking him. And all of a sudden, he says, Asperger's. And that immediately got my attention. So as soon as he said that, I walked down the steps. And as I'm walking down the steps, I hear the Lord say in my head, are you ready to be healed? And I smiled and I said, yes. So I went down, and if you wanted to be prayed for, you go down. You could go down on the floor and raise your hand, and someone would come and pray for you. So this guy, I don't know who he is, but he came up to me, and he said, so you need prayed for? And I said, yes. I didn't tell him what it was, and he just started praying for me. So once he was done praying for me, I just thanked them and then went back up and started praising the Lord with the rest of the group. And that's when I was healed. As saturate. My mom had prayed for many years for that healing to happen. And it finally happened because we had the faith that it would happen. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Even today, even though I'm I've been healed. I still struggle and act immature sometimes because the healing hasn't fully manifested yet. But I'm still believing and trusting and waiting on God that someday the healing is going to happen in full. It's already happened, but it's going to happen fully. And the proof of the healing is me standing up here talking to you, because a few years ago, I couldn't even look people in the eye talking. I would have probably been talking like this. Hello. But now I can just talk to you by looking at you. And I couldn't look people in the eye. I was shy, and I didn't talk much and checked up. And that's hard to believe, I know. But I didn't talk much. My mom and dad would probably disagree on that because I talked them away. But God helped me overcome that, and I thank Him for that. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, it says, "This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases." God could have made my healing instant, to where I wouldn't show any signs of immaturity anymore, or just that I would act like everyone else. But what I have learned is that the healing is a process. And if He would have done that, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to grow. And I believe that's what God wants all of us to do, is grow. So God also gave me a word to focus on, and that is the word faith. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." He told me, it's not that you don't have it. It's not that you don't have faith. I want you to grow your faith in me. And what that means to me is that even though I still struggle, even though I still act immature, even though I can't see the healing or I'm acting the same way before the healing, God wants me to have the faith that when He said that I'm healed, that it was a promise and He never breaks His promises. So I'm healed. I just have to be patient and trust in God and know that He has a great plan for my life. In closing, I want to thank, first of all, God and Jesus for everything they've done for me in my life. Because without them, I would have never got this far, and I couldn't be staying up here speaking today in front of all of you. So thank you, Lord. Also to my mom and dad, this is probably where she's going to cry. Get your tissues ready. There it is. Yeah. Now I can't talk. So, thank you for everything that you've done for me in my life. Thank you for always believing in me and taking great care of me and just being there for me whenever I need it, even though I drive you up the wall sometimes. Sometimes. But thank you, and I love you. To Pastor Phil, thank you for allowing me to take some of your time to stand up here today and give my testimony. It means a lot. Thank you for meeting with me and just to take some time out of your messages that God's given you. And to all of you, thank you, everyone, for allowing me to give this testimony today and to talk about what God's done for me in my life, because He's done a lot, and I could have never got this far without Him. And one more thing. Kelly told me this. This isn't in my notes, actually. Kelly told me, Kelly Coulter, that right before I was giving the message, after the worship team was up here, she told me, when we were singing Great Are You Lord, that song came into our minds. It's His breath in my lungs. So it's not my words, it's God's words coming out of me. So that was a great word. So thank you, Kelly. But I guess that's it. So thank you.